listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. The estranged wife of construction union boss John Setka has been charged with plotting to murder him. Emma Walters has been questioned over claims she asked someone to provide a gun to shoot Setka. Walters has been bailed to face court next week. A new digital version of a Medicare card is being released today, meaning we'll be able to view it on our phones. The PM is set to announce the health card will be added to the MyGov app. Some positive signs the RBA could hit pause on rate hikes next week. Now inflation has fallen for a second month in a row. Scott Phillips from The Motley Fool says we're heading in the right direction, but we're still a bit off the RBA's target of 2 to 3%.
We're down probably 1.5% in 2 months, which is great. The problem will be that it won't continue at that pace over time. The closer we get down towards the target, probably the slower the reductions will be.
An Indigenous voice to Parliament will soon be a step closer. The Attorney General will introduce legislation to Parliament today. Pollies will then vote on the wording in June before a nationwide referendum later this year. Elon Musk, Bill Gates and the Apple co-founder have joined calls for the training of AI systems to be suspended for 6 months, citing an open letter. They're concerned the race to develop AI chatbots is out of control, instead wanting the systems to be developed with care. Evren Yazgin from Cosmos magazine has told listeners the Science Briefing podcast how the bots can be trained to spit out misinformation.
The algorithm can be tweaked to understand when the outcome it has produced is good or not. AI trainers can tell the AI if the ingredients, the data it used, were the right ones, and if the dish it prepared, the output, tastes good or not.
And Pope Francis has been kept in hospital for checks with staff and security to stay the night. It comes after the Pope attended a scheduled appointment in Rome, with reports medical checks will continue as long as necessary. No Dustin Martin in Richmond's side for Friday night's blockbuster against Collingwood. Co-captain Toby Nankervis says Dusty's pulled up sore from their win over the Crows.
No, Dustin won't play. I think he's just didn't quite make it with a short week, but yeah, hopefully he'll be around the mark next week.
Jacob Hopper's been ruled out with a knee injury, and defender Nathan Broad serves the first of his four-game suspension tonight. Round three of the AFL kicks off tonight with the Bulldogs and Lions at Marvel Stadium. In NRL, Tom Flegler's Broncos teammates haven't been shy in addressing the elephant in the room. The prop and teammate Herbie Farnworth will move from Red Hill to Redcliffe next year to join the Dolphins. Flegler says there's been some friendly banter in the squad.
A little bit here and there. I don't think that's going to stop. Yeah, they're going all right, eh? More worried about what we're doing here this year at the moment. Yeah, hopefully they go well, but it's not really any more concern at the moment.
The Broncos face the Tigers while the Dolphins tackle the Dragons on Saturday night. Tonight, round five kicks off with the Roosters and Eels. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, showers and a possible storm in Brisbane reaching a top of 30, similar skies on the Gold Coast and 29. Mostly sunny for Sydney, 25 the max, a morning shower or two for Melbourne, a top of 19, light rain at times for Hobart, 17 the max, patchy showers and 21 in Adelaide, a shower or two and possible storm for Perth getting up to 28 degrees. The Listener app is the new home of your local news. Join now to listen live or on demand.